It's Blondie and Heart of Glass. I wonder how many times during the course of today will you use plastic, and will it be single-use plastic that you are involving yourself with? It's becoming such an issue at this moment in time, and the major charities are concerned about single-use plastic. I want to speak to Ruth Koch, who's the Northern Ireland Director at Tear Fund. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ruth, why are you so concerned about plastic at present?
Well, so we've heard a lot about the impact of plastic on the oceans, on the fish and the situation there. But we just released a report today that says that every 30 seconds, someone in a developing country dies from diseases and illnesses that are related to plastic and rubbish. And so it's not only having a huge impact on the oceans, but it's having a massive impact on people living in poverty in developing countries where they don't have the ability to have their waste collected. So it collects in and around where they live, causes flooding, or they're left to burn the waste, and then that causes huge health problems for people. So we see it as a big problem for people that we're working with all around the world who are living in poverty.
I saw a documentary when I was off on holiday at Easter time spotlighting the dumping of plastic in China and the system not working properly. But you're saying in developing countries, their own plastic, the plastic that they would have close to them and any products they would have, it's just mounting up as rubbish on their doorstep.
Yeah, so we're seeing more and more companies produce things in plastic. Someone we work with, someone we met in Brazil, he's called Jose. He's a waste collector. And he told us that he collects waste from the local river and the areas surrounding it. And he's found more and more plastic Coca-Cola bottles and was questioning why have they moved away from glass returnable bottles to now plastic bottles, which just create extra waste. So we're seeing waste is just an ever-growing problem, especially in developing countries, as multinational companies produce things that are made out of plastic.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a picture in Indonesia of a river that's just flowing with plastic bottles. What is the message? I notice that NI Water have an ad running at the moment. If you go to the agricultural show, they'll give you a reusable bottle and you can fill it with water from the tap and use that bottle and drink good drinking water instead of constantly buying small bottles of water. The water industry is massively popular. The water that we drink from those bottles is very tasty and very refreshing and to be recommended as the ideal health product. But do we need to get a message across regarding the bottles themselves and another method of transporting water other than in a plastic bottle?
Yeah, definitely. So we're encouraging people to consider giving up one item of what we call single-use plastic. So that could be a plastic water bottle, one thing that you use once and then throw away. So we're saying, would you consider giving up one item of single-use plastic for 40 days? That's how long it takes to make a habit, to see, just to give you an idea of how much plastic we produce. And then we'd love people to sign our petition. So we're aiming it towards Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Unilever and Nestle. And they're the companies that produce the biggest amount of plastic in developing countries, and we're asking them to halve their amount of plastic production and to be able to help those waste pickers who do collect plastic and to be able to just generally publish how much plastic they produce so we can get a better picture of the situation. So some of the first steps that we can take here in Northern Ireland is we can consider reducing our single-use plastic, and then we can also sign the petition with Tear Fund to get those companies to begin thinking about the impact that is happening all around the world.
But those water bottles that we're talking about, or Coca-Cola bottles, or bottles, carriers from Unilever and other companies that you've mentioned, the vast majority of those are recyclable.
Yes, so it's just the recyclable facilities are not in those countries as yet. So we're saying to these companies, will you put infrastructure in place to make sure that for every bottle that you produce, another one is recycled? And so that's a very easy solution that people could take and put into place. But we also know that we can't recycle this waste problem away. We know that we need to reduce the amount of plastic that we produce full stop, because there's a huge impact. Plastic production has a huge impact on climate change. It produces tons of greenhouse emissions. So it is causing a huge impact on people living in poverty, not just with the polluting of the waterways and the diseases, but also the impact of climate change on people being able to grow their own food and be able to support themselves.
There is no ignoring the problem, I think, raised most recently by the likes of Sir David Attenborough and also Sky TV. We're doing a big project on it as well, but it's constantly in the headlines. Ruth from Tear Fund, thank you very much for highlighting it here. It's the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. 02890-333-105. The more you look around at products, I'm just looking at a little item that's sitting here on the desk in front of me. They're simply headache tablets that are sitting here. And the amount of plastic in that little container for, you know, 8 headache tablets. Why on earth do they need to fancy it up like that? I don't know. And that's, you know, magnified the world over. Good morning to you. 02890 333 105.